Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
Matt, what's up?
What's up, guys?
Well, this is a Super Bowl rematch. Lane Johnson this week had some comments about how he was expecting a hostile atmosphere here tonight. Do you think we're going to get that?
You don't get that in the preseason, unfortunately. Unfortunately, the right tackle cannot talk an entire market into getting that excited about something like this. I mean, I understand sort of where he's coming from, but there's ignorance out there. I think you always have to understand there's 1,600 members in this league, 1,600-ish, and a lot of different opinions about what they like and what they want from their place of employment. The idea that he thinks we've been miserable here winning all these years, I mean, you know, God bless your little opinion, but it's just not factual with most of the people that have come through. But you find one or two or three guys that have had a bad experience here and get in your ear, and you can help form a bad opinion. I guess if don't be that guy that goes to Mexico and thinks that Hawaii sucks because you had a good time that time you went there, and it must not be that great. But you just have to understand that your perspective isn't every other person's perspective, and I don't think a fan base is going to get that fired about it. I could be wrong.
Matt, obviously the last time that we saw this Patriots defense against the Eagles, and this is a little bit different, it's the preseason, but it was a Super Bowl, and it didn't go well. Does that mean that you can read anything extra into what you see from the defense tonight?
The tough part there is there's going to be a couple different faces on the other side from them, and again, just even on the Patriots side, we talked about this a little bit last week. I believe it, the number six or either five of these Patriots starting defenders weren't in that Super Bowl anyhow. So, yeah, I'm sure there's a few other guys that would like to see it go better, but really both of these defenses should have that perspective if that's what's on their mind, because both teams got gashed. So usually at this time of the year, quite frankly, though, guys, it's most of the concerns are about earning your roster spot, earning a bigger role. It's usually not restitution for something that happened a season ago. Might get you jacked up for a play or two, or maybe there'll be a little side fight or something with a guy that you were, you know, fired up in your individual matchup with, you know, 9 months ago, but the idea of, you know, trying to get back for something that happened then, that's just usually not what's on a guy's mind.
I apologize if I sound distracted, but Joel Embiid is standing 3 feet behind Chris Gaspard. I don't even think he realizes it.
No, I saw him on the field. I saw him on the field earlier.
And, you know, having a guy like that next to a couple of short guys like Chris and Howie Sylvester, our producer, he looks really, really tall standing behind you guys. Matt, one of the things I looked for when I came in here tonight was what helmet that Tom Brady was wearing, and he stuck with the new helmet that he was wearing in practice this week. This is my way of segueing into this. How stunned are you that we did not get one of those calls in last week's preseason game?
Crazy, guys, right?
Yeah.
And especially not only did we not get him in our game, there were several really bad ones around the league, but we were the ones that were spared. I'd like to think that all my complaining in the production meeting with those officials played a part. I kid, but, you know, watching the thing back when we got home, there were so many instances where they could have, and, you know, just thank you for not doing it. And I think we're going to probably continue to have these conversations we'll have in the next two preseason games as well. What exactly are they going to do with this thing? Al Riveron put out the little six-play video, three that are bad, three that are good, and if they don't annotate them, that they don't tell you which ones are which, I think most fans would be confused about which are the ones that are going to get the call or not. So we're sort of at their discretion right now. So I think if you're a Patriots fan listening in or watching this game this evening, you just hope that they do it like they did last week and not like a lot of the other games around the league.
Matt, what are the things you're looking for on each of the three elements of the game tonight? Offense, defense, special teams. What are you looking for tonight from the Patriots?
Well, offensively, well, obviously we're going to get to see Tom Brady tonight, and I think that's a big deal, obviously, because he hasn't got a lot of work with these wide receivers, and I don't fault him at 41 years old of prioritizing the family and doing the offseason program on his terms. I have 0.0 problem with that, but I think that heightens sort of the importance of these full-speed reps that you get here tonight, especially since we're having troubles getting who the those five or six healthy bodies are going to be at receiver. There was a little bit of a scare the other day with Philip Dorsett, if he had a knee thing or not, but he looked full speed out here in pregame. So hopefully the connection, the relationship grows with one or two of these guys. And part of it with Tommy's just going to be, you know, getting back to being the organizer, being the game managed guy, going through the operation, which is something that even when you're in your 45th season like his, you still need that work, right? So it's important to get these reps. So that'll be on the offensive side. Defensively, I'm really excited to see some of these young rushers. You're starting to get more and more work out of Dietrich Wise. He's one of my favorite guys in this team. Great length, you know, great attitude, can play all up and down the line. We saw what Adrian Claiborne could do a week ago, so you kind of have that versatile vet. Now you slot in a Derek Rivers, who appears to be healthy and doing some good things, Wise around him, and all of a sudden, wow, this has a little different face to it than we saw back at the Super Bowl in February. Special teams-wise, you know, we only got 1 week of this new kickoff rule, and really, to me, nothing looked that much different. We did get a couple plays where the ball went directly in the end zone, and that becomes an automatic touchback. That was sort of the new little wrinkle that if it touches down and isn't fielded, they don't have the option to run it out, so that's not a big deal. But just functionally, were the returns going to somehow look different with the no wedge thing and the all eight guys needing to be grouped at the 15 yards of the kick line and all those other goofy things? Not really. I think to the layman, it looked like a normal kickoff. Occasionally a touchback and then normal returns. So maybe nothing new there, but they get another opportunity to go out and work on that stuff.
Hey, Matt, this week we've heard about Eric Decker, and he talked about having the drops, and yep, the conversation with him has really been focused on, can he separate? What do you think the coaches are looking for from him in a game like tonight?
Well, I think one of the nice things that you get out of that particular position, because he can play inside and out, my suspicion is that he ends up more inside than out, especially when you get to be an older player that's a bigger body. I don't think they're going to expect him to stack people outside the numbers 45 yards down the field. He's starting to look to me more like an interior player, and that's okay. You can be a great one of those. You can be essentially a smaller second interior tight end, a guy that can do the deep comeback stuff, but you're not expecting to stack and stress safeties. For him, though, it's just being in the right place at the right time and catching the ball, as you mentioned, and that's going to come with, you know, with the weeks of work. I don't expect that it would be sharp. You know, he had the couple drops in practice the other day on a really misty day, and some of those drops were inside sessions, not even in full team periods. But I think at some point the veteranness kicks in with the guy. As soon as you get that moment where you know where to be, you know what to do, you're getting your post snap reads, and Tommy has trust in you, that's when the stuff starts to flow. Can he get it done in 3 weeks, though? That's the big question.
Matt, what did you see last week from Juwan Bentley that you think could translate to a regular season role?
It's just instincts, guys. He's got them. And those don't, not everyone does. And I think those things really help you in an early training camp as an inside linebacker. Basically, a guy has to have one of two things. You got to have the instincts, which means it's raw. You know, the first step is there and it's quick and you see things better than most. But the other one is, you get this with a lot of these Big Ten linebackers, especially guys on the inside. He's played a lot of reps of football. And you can see that. The run scheme's a little different in the NFL, but it's still basic traps and zone plays and things like that. So he's got a quick first step. He diagnoses his stuff really quickly, and he's a hard-nosed guy. That's all you can really ask for at this stage. So he's made a case for himself to have a role this year, but you got to keep going and keep it going for 4 weeks, because the stuff on the other side of the ball gets a little more complicated week after week.
All right, week two for you in the booth. You settling in up there?
Having a blast. Sunshine over here has got his big smile on his face, and we are ready to go with a little bit of Super Bowl rematch.
All right, very good. Dan Roach and Matt Chatham will have the call coming up. Kickoff set for 7:30. Matt, thanks. We'll hear from you soon.
Thanks, guys.